It's the Jay Cardiello Show on Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Here's Jay Cardiello.
Are you stressed out? Stress. Don't let stress hijack your life. Well, today I have some simple tips to help you de-stress, put stress outside, kick it out of the boundaries. And today I am joined by registered dietitian Deborah Graciano. Deborah, how are you today?
I'm great. How you doing, Jay?
I'm great, Deborah. You're never stressed. I'm never stressed.
Ha ha.
You know, it's amazing being a parent, having financial burdens. We all have it. We all suffer from stress. But the one thing, Deborah, I always tell people is that there are ways that you can reduce stress. And it's as simple as not answering your phone or going to your phone first thing in the morning. And Deborah, I got to hit you with this. This is one of my favorite tips to help you reduce stress. Now, what we don't do anymore, and a lot of us have never done, but I want you to try. I'm sending out a challenge, Deborah, right now to our listeners. When you wake up tomorrow, I don't want you to check your phone for 30 minutes. So if you wake up at 6 o'clock, that means you're not allowed. Listen, listeners, listen. You're not allowed to pick up your phone, send out a text, check any social media until 6:30. The reason being, Deborah, so many people, once they respond to an email, they open the door. They drop down the boundaries. And people say, well, they're answering at 6:01. You know what? They should be able to start work by 6:02. Do you see that as a dietitian? I mean, stress leads to overeating. It leads to binge eating. Do you see that our technology is increasing stress and it's also decreasing our health?
Absolutely, Jay. I completely agree with you on that one. It's something that I actually have to talk to so many people about. Because when it comes to food and eating healthy, it's not only about what you eat, but it's about why you eat. And that meaning that, you know, you might not be hungry, you might be stressed out, but you're reaching for food. So you can't help to speak about these things when you're talking about eating healthy. And technology, unfortunately, is one of these things that I think is very stressful for people because it does open that door, right? So if you wake up in the morning, you start checking your emails, you might have emails from work, emails from family. That does nothing but create more stress for you, and that can really set up the day and set up the day in a negative way. So if you give yourself just that half hour, like you said, to just be with yourself, to relax, to hydrate yourself, to eat a good breakfast, it makes a huge difference to set the tone for the day. I think also, Jay, at night, too. So when you're coming home from work, you're coming home from a long day, is giving yourself that time, right? When you're in the car, stressing, not answering those last texts or those last emails. Would you agree with that one too?
I would agree with that. And you know, I'm chuckling while you're talking, because the hardest thing, people don't realize, the hardest thing that we do every day is taking our body from a warm situation when you're under those comforters and you're feeling so good and stepping on a cold floor. And it's interesting because we're in a warm situation and what happens? It's 6 o'clock, we hit the alarm, we say, oh, I gotta go to work. And then we reach for our phone and we invite all that stress in, and then we have to jump into a difficult situation. And then what do? As a dietitian, we see this. They skip breakfast and then they gorge at lunch, or they skip lunch and they're so stressed they come home and they eat 3,000, 4,000, 5,000 calories. It's incredible, Deborah.
Yeah, definitely, I agree. I mean, stress, like I said, it's such a major factor in a healthy lifestyle, and you can't help but not talk about this when you speak about a healthy lifestyle. And there are so many ways to decrease stress in your life. And again, I think that technology is such a big part of it. I mean, even I would tell people, you know, as we say, when you come on the way home from work, try to de-stress and decompress before you come into the house. Part of that is not answering the emails, not answering the texts. But I'll even tell people, put on some nice music in your car, maybe even put up a picture of a vacation place that you can remember that brings back good thoughts. I mean, these little tricks, even visual things like that, I think can make a big difference for people, because a lot of people cannot deal with that stress and anxiety very well. So to have that visual cue, I think, is also a really, really, really good thing for people. Even at work, on your computer, putting a nice picture up, putting something that brings a good memory to your head, I think can really help with those stressful situations.
That is true. And speaking of work, now, as we know, work does not give anybody stress. But if you are dealing with stress at work, that's one of the biggest snack traps you have. You're stressed out, you're snacking, you don't even realize it. I always tell people, get up and take a restroom break. And people say, well, how is taking a restroom break going to relieve any sort of emotional stress that I'm feeling? You go in there, you breathe, splash some water on your face, look in the mirror, and just relax for 2 to 3 minutes. A, just by getting up, you'll increase your circulation. That's number one. Number two, you're relieving yourself from a stressful situation at your desk because you're not zoned in at the computer and you're stepping away. It's just like people tell, if you're in a situation, take a break, step away. But what we think about is more and more and more, I have to achieve, I have to achieve. Doing less is sometimes the best way to achieve more. And I say, if you're stressed out at work, take a restroom break. What do you think about that?
Yeah, I agree, Jay. You know, I think even something like a minute or 2 minutes can make a really big difference, especially when you're in the midst of a really, really stressful situation. Just taking that minute to go be by yourself, like you said, go to the bathroom. Unfortunately, nowadays, many people don't have the option to go outside, which I might say, you know, go outside for a breath of fresh air. You know, unfortunately, you know, that's not always an option for people. So to go to the bathroom, right, that's always a good excuse. You have to go to the bathroom. It gives you those couple of minutes to just be by yourself, collect your thoughts, like you said, put some water in your face. I just think that it's essential for people, especially since we're working so many hours nowadays.
It is true. And if you think about the second place that we spend the most time, but we don't take advantage of it, besides sitting in a chair for 7 hours, we're in bed. Hopefully you're sleeping, but the majority of us are up texting on our computers, watching late night TV, and we're there for 7 hours. But we may only sleep 3, 4, 5, and it's restless hours. So I always say, get proper sleep, 6 to 8 hours. And here's some tips, some easy, easy tips. Deborah, did you know, and as a registered dietitian, tart cherry juice is a natural melatonin. It'll help you sleep. And then this is great, but people think I'm crazy. Slip on some socks at bedtimes. It actually gives you an instant warm, which helps widen the blood vessels in your feet, allowing your body to transfer the heat to the from the core to the extremities. And that actually can help you get a restful sleep. And the last thing, this is a little crazy, but purple sheets. It's a calming color. If you have that vibrant yellows, oranges, reds, red increases our appetite. It's also going to increase your energy and it's going to keep you up. So what do you feel about those, Deborah?
Yeah, I think those are all great tips because like you said, sleep is so essential. If you're tired the next day, it puts you in a bad mood. And actually studies have shown that you will eat more if you're tired because you're looking for that energy from the food when you're not really hungry.
It's so amazing because we invite the stress in. And what do? There's about 150,000 books on Amazon to decrease your stress and have a stressful life. But what we're doing is we should just really look in the mirror and stop inviting the stress in, put up the boundaries, like you said, allow yourself to shut that phone off before you walk in the door. Don't invite stress in first thing in the morning. Get adequate sleep and take a restroom break. So Deborah, any parting words you want to tell our listeners on how they can quickly decrease stress?
Well, I'm going to go back to the nighttime, the sleep one. Shut the TV off. That's such a big part of it. Especially when people are watching the news late at night. I mean, I've had so many clients say, I watch the news and I'm stressed out. You know, don't put that on at night. Don't, you know, if you're listening to news in the car on the way home or listening to the radio, don't put the news on. It could be very, very stressful for most of us.
Wow, it's almost like you answer your phone first thing in the morning, you send out your emails, you jump out of bed, you missed breakfast, you have the sugar, and then you watch or read the news first thing in the morning, and then you jump into work, and you're going from stress to stress to stress. Deborah, where could people reach you for simple tips about not only nutrition, but how to reduce your stress?
I can be reached at www.riverfrontnutrition.com.
Deborah, thank you so much for being on our show, and it's always a pleasure having you. To learn more about simple tips to help you reduce stress, you can always go to my radio show page at radiomd.com. Until next time, I'm Jay Cardiello, sharing my wellness strategies for helping you get off the scale right here on Radio MD. Stay well.